V'zach es b'metziah paragimol mishatet. Amakir chavez eto chaveru. Somebody who deposits a barrel by his friend for his friend to watch. V'lo yichtu la habalin makom. The owner of the barrel didn't specify where he wanted the barrel to be placed. V'tiltala v'nishpro. The person who was watching the barrel moved the barrel and it broke. Im mitoch yado nishpura l'tzorcho chayev l'tzorcho pater. If while the barrel was in his hand, it broke, he dropped it while he was moving it. Then if he picked up the barrel for his own needs, he wanted to use the barrel for something, then he would be chayev to pay for the barrel, as he had no right to use the barrel for himself, so therefore when he picked it up to use it, he becomes a goslin, and is therefore chayev if anything happens to the barrel. But if he picked up the barrel for the needs of the barrel, he wanted to move it into a safer place where it won't get ruined, and then it broke, then he is pater, as he is a shomer chinam, and he is only chayev if he was pusher, if he was at fault that it broke, but here it broke by mistake, and therefore he is pater. Im mei shehinicha nishpura, ben l'tzorcho pater. But if after he had already put the barrel back down, it broke, then whether he picked up the barrel originally for his own needs or for the needs of the barrel, it makes no difference. He is pater, as this part of the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yishmael, that Rabbi Yishmael holds that somebody who steals something and then he returns it to the place where he stole it from, even though he didn't let the owner know that he returned it, he would be pater if anything happened to it after he returned it, as that which he returned it is considered ha'ashavah ha'gzela, and he is pater for anything that happens afterwards. So here also, once he put it back down, no matter where he put it, that would be a hashavat hagzela to the balim, since the balim didn't specify where he should put it down, and therefore he is pater if anything happens to it afterwards. And certainly, if the owner of the barrel originally had specified where he wants the barrel to be placed, and he picked it up for his own needs, and then he put it back in that spot that the balim had specified he wanted it to be placed, certainly over there he would be pater, and now he has returned it to the exact spot where the Balaam wanted it. But the Mishnah is telling us even a bigger chiddush, that even in this case where the Balaam of the Chavis didn't specify a specific place, so the Mishnah is telling us no matter where he put it, that would be a Shabbat Hagzela. And since the Balaam didn't specify a specific place, the whole house is considered the place for the barrel, and wherever he puts it back down, that is a Shabbat Hagzela, and if anything happens to it afterwards, he is pater. Yichtu la habalin makom. If when the person deposited the barrel by him, the owner of the barrel specified where he wanted the barrel to be placed, v'tiltala v'nishpura, the person who was watching it moved the barrel and it broke, bein mitoch yado, ubein mi shehinicha, l'tzorcho chayev l'tzorcho pater. Whether it broke while he was holding it, that he dropped it and it broke, whether it broke after he put it down, if he originally picked it up for his own needs, so then he had become a goslin on it, and he is chayev. But if he picked it up originally for the barrel's needs, he wanted to put it in a better place, so then he would be pater. Now this part of the Mishnah argues with the first part of the Mishnah. This part of the Mishnah is wrong, according to Rabbi Akiva, who argues with Rabbi Yishmael, and he says that when somebody steals something, even after he puts it back, he is chayev if he did not let the owner know that he has put it back. That would not be considered a hashavas hagzela until he tells the owner that he put it back. So therefore, Rabbi Akiva is telling us that if he picked up the barrel originally for his own needs, so he has become a goslin, and even after he puts it back down, he is chayev since he did not let the owner know that he has returned it. So the Mishnah is telling us, even in this case, where the owner specified a specific place and he put it back down in that very spot, still he is chayev if anything happens to it afterwards, since he didn't let the balaam know. And certainly, where the owner of the barrel didn't specify a specific place and he picked it up for his own needs and then he put it back down, he would be chayev. As that certainly would not be considered a hashavas hagzela, since there is no specific place that it is supposed to be, and therefore, even after he puts it down, he would be chayev according to Rabbi Akiva. Meseches Bamitzia Perikimo Mishnah Yud. Hamapkin Moos Eto Chaveru. Somebody who deposits money by his friend for his friend to watch. Saran Bev Shila Lachorov. The person who was watching them wrapped up the money and threw it over his shoulder as he was going from place to place, and he wanted to take the money with him, and he threw it over his shoulder. In such a case, if something would happen to the money, he would be chayav. Even though normally this would be a very good shmir, throwing it over your shoulder, that's with other objects. But most money has to be guarded more carefully, and the only proper way to guard money when you are carrying it from place to place is to keep it in your hands. Therefore, he would be chayav in this case. Or if the person who is watching them gave them over to his son or daughter that are ketanim to watch, and something happened to them, he would be chayav. This is not a proper way to guard something by giving it over to small children to watch. But if he would give it over to his bno bito hagadolim, with all the children to watch, and something happened to it while they were watching it, he would be puter. And even though we have a klal shomer shemasar l'shomer chayav, somebody who is watching something that gave it over to somebody else to watch without permission from the owner, he would be chayav if he has no permission to give it over to a different shomer. That if he gives it over to somebody who is outside his family. But to give it over to a family member, he is allowed to do so, and therefore he is pater, but he has to take a shvuah that he gave it over to the bnei abito hagadolim, and the bnei abito hagadolim would take a shvuah that they watched it properly, and he would be pater. V'na'al b'fneim shalo karoi chayim. Or, this is another case, if he put the money in his house and he did not lock it up properly, he is chayim. As the only proper way to guard money when you keep it in your house is by putting it in the ground, or by putting it inside the wall near the ceiling or near the ground, as money has to be guarded more carefully. So therefore, if he does not watch the money in this way, he would be chayev shalo shamar kiderech hashomrim, as he did not guard it in the normal way that people guard money. Bim shamar kiderech hashomrim pater. But if he guarded it in a normal way that people guard money, he put it in the ground and something happened to it anyway, then he would be pater. It is not his fault.